see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You're not wearing, you're not hiding something, huh? That red hair you had over the weekend.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You haven't got any hair.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Interesting show.
Yes.
Well, Jay-Z Clark, always.
Good footy stuff in the middle of the week. You're going to get him in here. Can you tell us what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Update quiz, middle of the week, of course.
Yes.
Guernsey cash, 10 grand.
Yes.
I like that.
What do you got
to the lizard?
5:13.
Well, I need to have a chat to the group.
Oh.
All right, we're going to have what's called a kangaroo court. So when we have an issue on Triple M, yes, unlike all the other stations, where they all scurry off to their little hidey holes and talk behind people's backs, we do it in front of everyone.
Exactly.
And there's a few that need a nice reminder of who runs this thing.
Good.
So that's coming up.
So me and you will have a chat to them.
The lizard is on. And then the Chief and BT, which interests me, because we spoke to them earlier.
Yes.
We were meant to have them on tomorrow. Not quite sure how that's going to work.
I know.
Well, Matty in the booth's going to have to do some of his finest.
Spoke about goal kicking.
Oh, we did. They're legends, those two. So can't wait for them to join us now. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. And looking good today, you are, James.
Oh, good every day.
Your hair looks nice and brown. It
looks good every day.
Brown and grey.
No different to what it was yesterday.
It's not red.
Just had a hat on it.
It's not red.
Yeah, we get to the bottom of that second hour.
I tell you what is nice.
What's nice?
A bit of rain.
Yeah, it was
a bit of coolness.
So. Yes.
Because your house heats up and it doesn't.
It does.
Stays hot for a while, your house.
I'm hearing you.
How do you get.
You got air conditioning at your joint?
Oh, yeah, got a big thumper.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Big thumper.
And
big
I've got air conditioning.
Oh! Bang! Is it the wall split unit?
No.
Split
it's
system?
It's through the roof.
All right.
Yeah. Ducted.
Right, ducted.
Nice.
Yes.
Now you got Wi-Fi, you got ducted.
I know. I'm just Mr. Technical.
Aren't you just?
No, technology. That's what I am.
Oh, no.
Hello, Raps.
He goes to Milne.
Milne. The Raps.
Look at the tip rat. He's chomping through the back half of the carcass. 6 goals to the Raps.
All time. He's all time favourite.
He's one of the best ever. Tip Rat Mill.
Saw his boy is training with someone and going okay.
Oh, good.
Yes, going well in the footy circles. Mm-hmm. So
he was a star, Milne.
Wonder if he's a little tip rat.
Yeah, we have to take a look.
We should get Stevie on.
Yes, we should.
Exactly. But let's talk a bit of sport on Rap, Rap, Rap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Come now for Rap, 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 Rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
That was a sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power, Bill.
What's wrong with you?
Tyson Milne is playing for Frankston, the VFL.
Yeah, good on you. That is fantastic. Tyson Milne,
yes.
Son of Stevie, tip rat. No footy because Jay-Z's about to come in. There he is looking. He's been in for photos today. He looks good. He's always on the phone. Look at him.
Yes.
Oh, he's busy.
Ooh, stories.
So plenty going on. There's some nice ins there at Richmond and Collingwood, but we'll talk about that.
Yes.
Sheffield Shield Cricket, WA Victoria, of course. Western Australia need 10 wickets. No, they don't. Whoever... A win for Victoria in this one will send them into the Shield final. That's what I was looking for, Jimmy boy.
Thank you, Bill, yeah.
And
so where's that game at?
Well, Victoria need 181 runs to win.
Yes.
And they got 6 wickets in hand.
And how many runs are they?
They're 4 for 88.
That probably tells us a bit more than...
Campbell Kellaway, 32 not out. Sam Harper, 15 not out. So they need a nice partnership here. Still need 161 to win there. Speaking of cricket, Elise Perry.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, actually.
He said they needed 180 to win full stop and were 4 for 80. Now you said they need another 160.
They need 181 to win.
From here.
From here, as we speak.
The not winner in total, just from here.
From here.
Right.
Yes. I see. The winner of that game will host Tassie in the Shield final, who have lost today to South Australia.
Yes, I saw the Sackers out.
Wow, they did. Your mob finally had a win.
Finally, something.
Thank you, Joey. Elise Perry, what about this? The best bowling figures in the short history of the WPL over there in India.
Yes.
6 for 15 off 4 overs.
Star.
That is good, isn't it? Then she just went out to bat and 40 not out, got him over the
absolute
line.
Legend, Pez.
She runs in beautifully, bowls and swings it.
Bill has done that for a long time too.
She's a great soccer player too.
She was, yeah. Played for the Matildas.
Well done to her.
Yep.
What else we got here? Oh, Western Sydney Wanderers, Jim. They're in a bit of damage control. Right. They got beaten last night 7-0.
Oh, no.
This is in the A-League to Melbourne City.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
At Amy Park last night. And their coach, old Marco Rudin.
Redan.
Yep. He refused to attend the post-match conference. Didn't come out. Said,
wouldn't speak.
I'm not talking. We just got beaten 7-0 and I'm not coming out.
Is that like when Bernard played his last game for Melbourne? They got beaten by 120 points at the Cattery. Yeah. And they went in the rooms and Roosie had already left.
Gone. I remember that game.
Already left.
I remember that game.
A bloke scored from halfway last night, Terry Antonis.
He did at the 82nd minute. We haven't got it, have we?
No, we don't have
it. One of the great goals from the centre circle.
Yes. That's what Rabs said.
Well, he didn't say from the centre circle.
I said from halfway.
Yeah, yes. We'll get it right, Rabs. And the basketball. Oh, big, big night tonight, my friend.
Yes.
Melbourne take on Illawarra. Game 3 tonight at 7:30. And stand by. I've got something to give away here. Yeah. Perth Wildcats take on the Tassie Jack Jumpers tonight at 9:30. Whoever wins those two games into the grand final, Jim.
The Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I don't understand how you do that.
You get paid for it.
Oh.
Right now, we've got the best newsbreaker in the business in the studio, Jay-Z Clark.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, nice to have you in, Jay-Z.
Oh, great to be here, Jim and Bill. It gives me a chuckle every time. I'm sorry about that, Bill.
No, it's okay. I hope you listen to the codes and calling people names and things.
We had our training today. If you're educated,
and
you've taken me under your wing.
Yes.
And I know all the rules, so I won't break on them. But just on that, how's married life, Jim?
Going beautifully, thank you.
Going good?
I was just about to say, our legal team are no more nervous than when Fat is near an open microphone. Yeah. You are the biggest risk in this building.
Fat. I see. Bullying. It's when I wrote it out here before because the lovely girl was telling us all about it at the codes.
Madison. Yeah.
Madison, yes. Mm. I'm just going to have a little chat to her after this.
Are you?
Right.
I did see on one of the slides that I'm not meant to say whether a player at the AFL tribunal is guilty or innocent or not.
Yes. That's your job.
I've been wiping out blokes for the last 5 years.
You have.
But you're allowed to have an opinion, aren't you?
Three, four, 5 weeks, all that stuff.
Exactly.
Back
page of the... Let me start, please.
Go on then, Fat.
I read here, Clayton Oliver... To the Cats, ? What's going on there, Jay-Z?
Yeah, very interesting story, isn't it? We know that Clayton Oliver, he probably has been the story of the off-season, the personal issues, the turbulence. It sounds like he's got things right over the last 8 weeks. But when you cast your mind back to last trade period, Bill.
Yes.
When it sort of come out of nowhere mid-trade period, or Clayton Oliver could be available, clubs didn't have the scope or capacity or time to prepare. Now, what I can tell you is that will absolutely be a different case this trade period. If he wants a fresh start or Melbourne want to rejig things, then, I mean, not only the Cats. The Cats have got an obvious need because they've got
old and young.
Yeah, the midfield's interesting, isn't it? They've got Dangerfield and they've got Guthrie who's injured. Dangerfield's 34, but then they've got the younger players.
Yeah.
Jai Clark, Max Holmes.
Bruin.
So what they need is a blue chip midfielder. We know a lot about Bailey Smith already, coming off a knee. They've been linked to him. But Clayton Oliver, as Nathan Jones said this morning, should be the Cats' first call. And I'd be shocked if that doesn't if that call doesn't go in. But it's up to Clayton Oliver, isn't it, Jim? I mean, if he's happy and he does the right thing on and off the field and he wants to stay at Melbourne, well, this becomes a non-issue. Come trade time.
Are you one of those that buy into the fact that if a club has helped you through a tough time, you owe them in response, or is it open season?
He has won 4 best and fairest for this football club. So I think people around him are a little bit frustrated, saying, well, now Melbourne's, you know, not happy about his standards or whatever. Well, were they saying that when he was winning 4 best and fairest? Because it was all a bit quiet then. So, look, I think he has performed wonderfully well for this football club. I'm not sure he owes them anything, to be honest. He's got a six-year, $6 million contract
to run. How old is he?
26.
26.
So he's in his prime. Mm. And for the Cats, he'd be perfect. But I think, to be honest, come trade time, there'd be 17 clubs interested. If he did want to pursue a fresh start, and that would potentially be the perfect landing spot. Could they pull off Oliver and Bailey Smith? I'm not sure about that, but I think it's going to be a fascinating year for the Cats in this space because they were quiet last trade period, Bill.
They were.
That won't be the case this trade
Tigers
period.
Tigers coming into a massive game tomorrow night.
Jeez, it's got a bit of a whiff of a potential belting here.
What, the Tigers?
For Richmond in this one.
Not with the three ins, my friend.
I know.
This could change a
He's my friend at him.
Yes.
Well, have a look who comes in.
Yeah.
Dusty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you go, oh, geez, that's a good in.
Mm-hmm.
Toby Nankervis, who they need Toby in the
Big
ruck.
Nank, captain.
Oh, poor there last week.
Yeah.
And Tom Lynch.
Yep.
That's three of the best ins you'll ever see.
He's going to have his minutes managed, Tommy Lynch. He's coming up first start after
that's
the foot
nearly
concern.
A tip changer, those three ins.
You're going to pick the Tigers.
I'm thinking about it now with those ins.
Against the Blues.
Carlton were up last week. They're celebrating. The Blues brothers are in town.
If Richmond win this, I'll buy you a packet of chips every day for the rest of the year. The jumbo size, the ones you like.
My friend. I like it, my friend.
I think there's real concerns about how the Tigers. I know that they are big ins.
They're
right?
good ins.
And Lynch isn't going to play the full game. He's going to have his minutes managed. But when you look down back and you see Tyler Young and you see Josh Gibkiss up against two absolute prime forwards in Harry Mackay and Charlie Curnow, Ashton Moy, whether he gets a bit of a debut, that'd be interesting. But I think they're looking absolutely vulnerable down back.
Should you play senior footy with managed minutes? Surely if it's managed minutes, you should come back through the twos until you're physically, I mean, Tommy Lynch is a superstar, but until you're physically ready to see out a full game of footy.
Do you think Tommy Lynch is going to play in the VFL?
Well, not from a conditioning point. If you're not ready to play a full game, are you playing league footy?
Well, when you were at your absolute peak of your cricketing career and playing for Western Australia.
South Australia. I wouldn't go with WA. Just too bouncy, the whacker.
Just in. No, there's no doubt it was just in. But even on one leg, you still managed to eke out 100.
What did you say when they said, can you just go back down to Glenelg and have a
Well, no, but if you're not, if it's a physical thing, not a talent thing, which it is with Tommy Lynch, if he's having to be managed, then it seems, how many examples of a managed minutes AFL game that we've seen in the last year.
I think it's a fair point. And we know with round one games, it's a pretty frenetic pace where you can blow up. So I think it's a good call, Jim. Look, I don't think we're expecting him at his best at this point, but I think with Richmond and their outs and their losses, they need quality in, don't they?
Don't get me wrong. If he's close to ready, then they've got to play him, and he is a superstar of the game. All right, fixture. How are we seeing it?
Well, it's interesting. Your man, Chris Scott. You know what I love about Chris Scott, Jim?
His honesty.
This is how he starts some of his press conferences and interviews and stuff. He says, I don't have a problem with this.
Yes, but.
But.
Who does that sound like?
And then list the 10 reasons why it's a problem, right? He's the absolute best of this. You ask him a question, he might say, well, I think the better question to ask is such and such. Anyway, so he's raised the red flag on some of the fixture complications that the opening round will present. So we know we're all very excited about the game going up to the Northern States last weekend, but there is a clear inequality in the sense that some teams going into round one will come in fresh and other will have already had a match under their belt. The question for me is, who do you think it favours? Bill, you've played the game at the highest level at a very good standard for a very long time. Would you rather be fresh or have a game under your belt?
No, I'd rather have a game under my belt. So there's no doubt the sides that played last week, Gold Coast Suns, Giants, Sydney, Carlton Lions, Melbourne, Collingwood and Richmond off the top of my head. I think they've all got an advantage.
With a game under their belt. Yeah.
And especially the Suns at home. They've got two in a row.
Yeah.
Bang, bang.
Well, so that's the other thing I find interesting, Jay-Z, is the first two games of this round involve teams we've already seen.
Yeah.
When we haven't seen 10 teams.
But they try to get those opening round teams to play each other. So it was less of a...
Of course, but it's just weird that we're now going to be, what are we now going to be, six games in?
Yes.
And we still haven't seen 10 teams. More with Jay-Z next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A budding genius and a blooming idiot. And guess which one I am.
Jay-Z has stuck around and Bill has already my friended him.
Oh, no, I have. Given him my friend. Now, there's a couple of things we need to discuss.
Yes, we do.
Our game, Essendon-Hawthorn. Yeah, you've got no idea what we're going to see there.
No.
From either club. I'm hoping good things from both, but you've got no idea.
Surely now, Essendon.
Exposed form, what would you say that game's going to look like?
I thought Essendon were okay for two quarters or for a half a footy against the Cats for a little bit.
Yes.
But you'd never know about some Hawthorn of their selection.
Have had some injuries, haven't they?
Sam Mitchell could be playing with Hawthorn for Hawthorn this weekend with some of their injuries. They're decimated, particularly down back. If Essendon don't win this, Jim, they could be 0-7 to start the season.
Well, the thing I will say, knowing Brad Scott as well as I do, is never have I come across a man who has less regard for pre-season football. Like, as in results. He could not give a stuff. All he wants to see is structurally what he's trying to do with that game. Whether they win, lose, or irrelevant.
Yes.
So if I'm a Bombers fan, I wouldn't read anything into the two games they've played. They'll be ready to go, but I'm looking forward to that. North Melbourne.
Yeah.
What are we going to see from the Kangaroos?
I am concerned for their back line up against GWS. Now, I don't want to say that Toby Green could kick eight, but I don't know who's going to get... If Colby McKercher could line up on Toby Green in round one...
Well, you surely look at their, that's not going to happen, JC.
You look at their key pillars down back, right? They played against Collingwood. I wasn't sure how half these blokes were. There was Toby Pink, who I think is the fullback now that Aiden Corr was out. Mm-hmm. There was Charlie Combin, Aiden Corr's not playing... And Biggie Newen's coming back. Now, that is a vulnerable back line for me. I know you'd love to talk about McKercher.
But you're not putting McKercher on Toby Green on his debut.
Luke McDonald normally gets Toby Green. So in the absence of him, who is going to Toby Green?
I don't
Green?
Have the answer for you, Jay-Z, but I don't reckon it's a first gamer.
Could be the Pinkster.
Well, it could be. I'm not sure you're throwing Colby into there.
I'm concerned for the matchups down back for the North Melbourne side. I know we talk a lot about the young talent, but I think sides are going to score, and the Giants were so impressive. I want to be glass half full, but I think it could be big.
They're at home. The Dogs. This is a good game, this one.
I think Luke Beveridge has got some selection curveballs up his sleeve. Now, it sounds like Jack McRae is not going to play in that one, which is a fall from grace, but also our eyes are on Caleb Daniel. So he's a best and fairest winner, one of the most versatile players in the side, one of the best ball users in the team. And Beveridge, you don't know if he's going to be sub or in the team or not. He's playing Caulfield. He's playing Bramble. He's playing Harms from Melbourne.
Riley Sanders?
Riley Sanders as well looks like an absolute stud. So the squeeze is on. And some of these players who we've known and loved for a long time, Caleb Daniel McRae, might find themselves on the outer at the Western Bulldogs. They take on a Melbourne team. You wouldn't want to be the loser of this one, I wouldn't have thought. Melbourne don't want to go 0-2.
No, that's true.
But not after round one.
If you're a Dogs fan and you look at what they've done, and I think Luke Beveridge done an extraordinary job with that list.
Yep.
They probably need to evolve from where they were last year. You're probably looking at, an evolution of players and positions, I would have thought.
Yeah, there have to be changes. Can I ask you, Jim, I'm not sure if you experienced this in your magnificent reign as North Melbourne chairman.
It was magnificent. Right.
What do you do when the joints edgy and falling apart and tense and unhappy? Well, Did you ever experience, because at the Bulldogs, they haven't found their zen.
You've got to be aligned is what you need to be. Whatever your strategy is, I've got no idea what the Dogs is because I'm not inside the four walls, but whatever it is, everyone needs to be aligned to that strategy.
Stay the course.
Absolutely. Your president, your CEO, your head of footy, your coach, your captain, everyone has to be on the same path, whatever that path is you've chosen. So what you're suggesting, maybe they're not there.
Well, I asked a player at the end of last season. I said, how was the year? How'd you go? What was it like? And he said, it's been tense. Things have been really tense at the footy club. So how is a player, and I think we've seen this play out at the Kennel non-field, how as a player can you play your best when you're walking on eggshells at your football club? Because you look at Collingwood, you look at Richmond recently.
Fun.
Yeah, they're all in sync. They're having a smile. They're having a laugh. I haven't seen people smile at the Bulldogs for a fair time.
Have they addressed it in the off-season, though? And in round one, we're going to see a smiling dog outfit.
This is what we need
smiling
to see.
Smiling dogs.
Because Matty Egan's come in, and Matty Egan's a secret weapon. He might be the most popular man in football, Matty Egan. So he's come in to help gel with Luke Beveridge, get a nice environment going. Are we going to see the best of the Western Bulldogs?
Well, we'll see, won't we? Exposed form. Geelong, St Kilda. Haven't seen them yet.
No.
Saints, they're going to be all right. They're going to run, aren't they? They're going to run from the half-back line. Interesting game, this one. Have you seen the new stand down there? Joel's been down there all week camping out.
The Selwood stand. Yeah. Cats would be hard to beat down there. Kel Wilkie on Jeremy Cameron. The whispers out of
St
Kilda.
He'll play up a bit, Jeremy, I reckon.
Push up the ground.
He'll be midfieldish.
The whispers out of St Kilda is that they are incredibly fit and they're all their running times went through the roof over summer. Darcy Wilson is going to make his debut.
He will, yep.
He's something else. He is different gravy in the running
stakes. Harley Reid.
Going to be interesting to watch. Expecting to play for West Coast this weekend. Half back and get plenty of footy that way.
Adelaide Oval be a nice test for him.
Yeah, I think we're going to watch him. He looks like a special talent to me. And I know you're still disappointed that North Melbourne missed out on him, Jim. I can see it in your eyes.
No, not at all.
So the Eagles have got him, and he's got to be incredibly exciting to watch. Expect him to play.
How's Pennells, all right?
It's going good. Settling up for another year, the champ.
Is he not sore?
Not sore. I saw some stuff on social media about him being quiet last weekend.
Yes.
He was stuck on the bench the whole time. They didn't get their rotations right. The time on ground, he was the third least minutes of any. Get on the ground, mate. You'll be fine. Once he got on the ground the second half,
he's good. Been doing his homework on him, Jay-Z. Free agency, Jay-Z. Where are we focused early in the season?
Big names in the free agency race. Hugh McCluggage up at Brisbane is one. It's just. Probably this one's not going to happen as quickly as potentially Brisbane would like. They'd love him to re-sign. He's a Victorian ball winner on the wing, an absolute star. It's going to take a seven-figure a year
Warnable
salary.
Boy, yes.
Yeah. 6 or 7 years, you'd think. You'd think he would stay.
Yes.
But I don't think this is going to happen anytime soon. Right. The other one, Andy McGrath at Essendon. Expect that to get done. We saw Parrish and Redmond re-sign at Tullamarine last year. I think McGrath will commit as well. And keep your eye on Jesse Hogan. I reckon he's going to sign a 2-year deal to stay at GWS.
And what did you say about Tex Walker?
I think he's not playing. Mm. I think he got a bit of a back issue, so he will miss the great man. They're already missing Riley Filthorpe too.
Oh, Riley.
So that's a bit of a blow.
Get on the Suns bandwagon. Jump on now.
Okay. Your Dimmers man, eh? Well, you're pushing the Suns for.
I don't know. I liked them last week, and I think they'll win again.
Okay.
Matt Rowe.
Bowling ball.
The old grass eater.
Well done, Jay-Z.
Good on you, boys.
Looking now, where else do we see Jay-Z, by the way?
Tomorrow night, pre-game, along with Jack Heverin, Isaac Smith and Joey Montagna.
Oh, good one.
And the Sunday Rub back for the first time this year.
Stevie
You're
J.
You're everywhere, Jay-Z.
Saw Stevie J before.
We'll work out whether he stabbed himself or not.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to laugh with him, but I can only laugh at him. I'll tell you what it's time for, Bill.
What for?
The hump day.
Yes!
And let's have a listen to what happened last week.
Ooh.
What Correct. Sort of a start is this?
Oh, so that's Fats' fault.
It's your
fault,
yes.
Yeah, all right. Righto. And now are they there? Are they awake? Wayne, are you there?
Corey's taking the piss. Asleep during your quiz.
And that was the start of it.
It was. All right. 1-3-5-3. They'll queue up.
They will.
But they need to be excited.
Exactly.
A bit more up and about than last week.
Up, because you can win.
A double pass to race day at the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix. Get ready to live fast. Limited tickets still available at grandprix.com.au. But you will win a double pass to race day.
Have some of that.
That is good.
We've got Travis Old coming on, I think, next week.
Yes, because
we're
why?
Asking him for platform tickets with food and drinks and for the whole day, race day at the best place.
Earmuffs.
So, Trav, when you're listening, and I know you do, prepare that for next week because that's what we'll be putting to you that we want. Anyway,
exactly.
1-3-3-5-3, but you got to be up and about.
Up.
Hump day quiz next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Crocs are back.
They've always
they
been.
They say they're back.
Rolling blades.
Rolling blades.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Oh, here he is.
Yes. Old hostess with the mostest.
And Tim.
Yes.
Welcome back. Very good prize here. We have two magnificent contestants. They're up, they're about. The first one is Sammy from Geelong. G'day, Sammy.
Hey, Billy. How are you, Fat?
Oh, good. Thank you. Good. Thank you, Sammy. What do you do?
I take care of people like yourself, a childcare worker.
Oh,
yes.
The big kids.
The big kids.
Awesome, and we need childcare workers, so well done. Are you an F1 fan?
Oh, my daughter is. Crazy one.
Oh,
yes,
good.
So I'd love to give her the ticket. Let's get up, up, up.
Who do you barrack for, Sammy?
Oh, Catters. Come on.
Who's been your favourite? Or who is?
It's got to be you, matey. Hasn't had
the best of days.
He's not had the best of days.
I've got a photo of you with myself doing a handball competition years ago.
Yes.
And I've also got a photo of the great J-Man. So I sort of lay him on the roof at night. Can't decide which one I like the best.
Lay him on the roof. Who was the other photo of? Jamie Lamb.
No, I like the ceiling. Takes up a lot of my ceiling too, Fat.
All right. Who was the photo of the other one?
JB and and yourself, but you take up 3/4.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Fat would take up a lot more of your roof.
Jim got red hair in that one, or not? Anyway.
You're always a good looker.
Very good, Sammy. That's true. Paulie's in Bendigo. Hello, Paulie.
Paulie.
How you going, boys?
Good, Paulie. What do you do, mate?
Just a labourer, mate.
That's all right. We need more labourers. And you're a Melbourne supporter.
Yeah, on the D's, buddy.
Oh, big game this week, haven't they?
Interesting times, I reckon.
You reckon?
Mm. Yeah.
So he knows.
You like your F1?
Don't mind it at all, mate.
Good.
Righto. Here we go. So, Sammy, you're Sammy. Paul, you're...
Paulie.
Paul. 5 questions. Here we go. Jump in when you think you know.
Scream it out.
Which member of the Rush Hour team, now known as District or simply Red, dyed his hair?
Paul.
Yes?
JB.
I'll give you that, Paulie. Even though it is the stupidest. And what it is, by the way, is marginalising people with red hair. So suck him. When you get a complaint, isn't that Sammy?
Sammy.
Poor Carrot Tops.
That's it. Poor Carrot Tops. When you get a complaint,
the
sucked
poor
in.
Rangers.
Yeah, right. Righto, Sammy. 1-0, Paul.
All right, buddy.
Question 2.
Yes.
Which movie won Best Picture at the Oscars this week?
Paul.
Oppenheimer.
Sammy. Oh, a bit slow there,
Sammy. Oh, you're too quick.
Bit slow, Oppenheimer.
There's Oppenheimer.
Oh, he liked a bit of Oppenheimer. He did. Question 3. Oh, no, Pink was...
I'm past that one.
Pink rounded out a Melbourne concert at Marvel Stadium last night. Mm-hmm. Gee, she's been great. Well done.
Yep.
Yes. So we've got a bit of Pink music here. And you're going to come in. Sammy, do you know Pink songs?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. So you got to sing nice and loud and get right into it. We'll play the first bit, then you come in with the chorus.
Okay.
Wait.
I'm coming up, so you better get the Grand Prix started.
Yes, Sammy. Good work from
Not
you.
Not bad, Sammy.
All right.
Not bad.
Righto, Paulie.
Get me down the Cremorne.
Yeah, all right. Shut up for a minute. righto, Paulie. Here we go. I can go for miles if you know what I
mean. I'm coming home tonight. Sammy, stop and take a breath.
Crash and Sammy mid-song.
They're into each other.
Yep.
Coming up, so you better get this party started.
Yeah, all right, Sammy, I love the improv in the middle of it. So Sammy gets one.
Thank you, Jamie.
Score. Right, 2-1.
2-1.
Paulie.
Righto, question 4. Brody Grundy got stung by what animal during his pre-game swim in the ocean last Thursday? Paul?
Blue-ringed octopus.
No!
Sammy?
Wasn't an octopus. It wasn't a...
Oh. No.
The blue's in it.
Pardon?
The colour blue is in the animal. Well, I don't think it actually is an animal. Blue what?
Bottle.
Blue bottle something?
Blue bottle.
There we are.
Yeah, blue bottle.
All right, now she's a ring-a-ding.
2-2.
Now we've got 2-2.
Blue bottle jellyfish. Yay. It bit him in the ear. Shut up. Bit him in the ear.
Mate. It didn't bite him.
Stung him, you idiot. Multiple choice if you want, or you can jump in.
Righto.
Where on his body did New Zealand cricketer Glenn Phillips get hit by a cricket ball this week? Was it A, slong, B, penis, or C, todge?
Paul.
Yes, Paulie.
Paul.
A, B, and C.
Which one did he say?
A.
Eh?
A.
Slong.
Right.
No.
All right, Sammy.
Sam, that's incorrect, Sammy.
So what were my choices, please?
Your choices.
It's not slong.
No, no.
What was the other two choices?
Glenn Phillips got hit, and he says it in the audio here. Was it B, penis, or was it C, dodge?
I would say dodge.
Oh, no! Play it out. Play it out, Raps.
Oh, penis.
Oh, so.
All right, so you're going to have to go to a tiebreaker.
I know.
Here, Fat.
We are. We've got to find a question.
Find a question.
Oh, here's one. Nearest to the pin.
All right. Wasn't slong.
nearest the pin. Sorry about that, Sammy, for that.
That's right.
Jim's question.
Jim's question.
Nearest to the pin. How much will a 4-20 pie set you back at the footy this season? Nearest the pin. A pie at the footy.
A pie at the footy.
Oh, I've got an echo.
Paulie?
720.
720, right. You say. Righto, Sammy?
All right, I'll go $6.
Sammy! $6.20, a meat pie.
Sammy!
Will cost you...
Oh, my God!
You've won, Sammy!
Well, Raps, boys.
Raps,
yes.
a double pass to GA Race Day Grand Prix 2024. Get ready to live good. Fast. Limited tickets still available at grandprix.com.au.
Right, now, well done to you, Sammy.
Well done,
Sammy. You're my favourite Fat and my favourite JB.
All right, nicely done. And Paulie doesn't go home empty-handed, Rabbits.
No, he's got a DeWalt prize pack. You're all right, Sammy. All good. DeWalt Mobile Solutions, born on the job site, built to last. See the new exciting range at Bunnings Warehouse. You've got yourself a DeWalt prize pack.
That's all right. Well done, Paulie.
Thanks, boys.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, my silver side's boiling over. Oh, sorry.
Silver side's boiling over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You must be embarrassed when you look back at that.
Not at all. I look in the mirror and I say, good on you, Fat.
Time for...
You know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
It's the Rush Hours Guernsey Cash.
10 grand.
10!
All right, who's playing, please, Rabbits?
We got Michael from Langwarrin, which is not where I'm from, Bill.
No, you're from Langwarrin, and he's from Langwarrin. Go, Michael!
Yo, boys, how you going?
Going well. You know your footy?
I'm not too bad. I'll tell you in 30 seconds.
All right, now there are rules here, Mickey. So listen up because Rabs will tell you how this works.
30 seconds on the clock. JB will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You need to tell us which number they wore for that team. If they wore two numbers or more for that club, we'll accept either answer. You can pass and we'll come back if there is time. And if you get all 10 right, like Alessio did last week, you win $10,000.
All right, beautiful. You ready to go, Mickey?
Yeah, mate, let's go.
Come on, Mickey.
When I finish the player and the number, that's when your time starts.
Oh, beauty, boys. Let's go. Right,
let's go.
Jack McRae, Western Bulldogs.
Ooh, number 5.
Brandon Ellis, Gold Coast.
4.
Steve May, Melbourne.
Number 1.
Bo McCreary, Collingwood.
34.
Scott Gumbleton, Essendon.
Pass.
Russell Robertson, Melbourne.
24.
Will Minson, Western Bulldogs.
Number 11.
Sam Powell-Pepper, Port Adelaide.
Number 2.
Kieran Briggs, GWS.
Pass.
Ran out of time.
Yeah.
But I think you might have had some issues anyway, Mickey.
Well, the first one, of course, Jack McRae wears number 11, not 5. Then you're away, mate. You went all right. Then Bo McQuarrie wears 31. You said 34, pass. Russell Robinson was correct. Will Minson, well, he wore 27. And you said 11. So you stuffed a few up there, Michael.
No, that's
what does Mickey take home?
Mate, we're going to send you a DeWalt prize pack. Each pack contains a power bank, USB fast car charger, job site wearable speaker, so you don't go home empty handed.
Nah, too easy, boys. Thanks
good on you, mate.
Good, Mickey. Great chatting to you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Good on you, Bill. That's camaraderie ship. They're right there in the room.
Camaraderie ship?
James Brayshaw, Bill Brownless, Rosie Walton.
Wow.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
All right, true Triple M fashion.
Yes, Jim.
When I get the feeling that there's been some backroom operating.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Skullduggery.
Skullduggery.
Mm. Yeah.
Double agenthood.
What?
We bring it up on air.
Yes.
Not behind anyone's back.
So why?
We bring it up on air.
Why have you called a lot of people into our little room here?
So I arrive here yesterday.
With your
I
red
go
hair.
From the driving range at Kingston Heath.
With
I
a hat on.
I turn up here. Well, you normally wear a hat when you're playing golf, Bill.
Not
so I drive from there to here, and then I come in here, and I put my Zoom on because I've got a Friday night football Zoom.
Yes.
Into a talking footy Zoom.
Oh.
Right. Busy. So as I'm sitting.
It's a fun afternoon.
Yes.
As I'm
we
sitting.
Don't have to hear that crap.
Waiting for the Zoom to start.
With your cap on.
One of the people in the Zoom says to me, how do you put up with operating in a room that's that red?
What do you mean?
That's what I said. What are you talking about? Yeah. He said, all the lights and shit behind you, you might as well be operating from the sun. It's the reddest room I've ever seen. I said, why do you reckon that is?
Yes.
Busy?
Why?
Busy?
G'day, guys.
G'day, Busy. Yeah. Talk into the mic.
Oh, we've always had the red lights. That's not anything.
Busy. Never has the red light shone quite so brightly as it did when I turned up to this studio yesterday.
Don't know what you're talking about.
No. Busy.
Busy.
You either deal in truth.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Or we move you onto something in Aubrey.
At the hub.
Did
yes.
you or did you not amp the orange to red lights up in this studio yesterday to the point where they nearly exploded?
Hand on heart, this is the exact same setting we have every single day.
So yes is the answer.
No.
So then...
No.
I said to the lovely man who was asking me about it, I said, this is what's commonly known as an ambush.
No.
These half-wits are going to bring on because Fat thinks it's funny to say that he reckons actually brown-headed man's got red hair.
No.
So I said, that's what's coming.
I got a little bit of confidence.
It is a little bit funny.
Yes. I said, sucked in, Fat, that I'm wearing a hat, so your joke's not going to work.
No.
So then the show starts.
You're hiding something.
So what I've got is confirmation from Beers.
No,
that he
said
put
no.
It as
no,
red
no,
as deny, possible.
Deny.
Then we open up the show.
Yes.
And you rip out your 15 favourite references to red hair.
That Ramsey gave me.
I'm about to say,
don't believe it.
I know you're not smart enough to come up with.
And Hose
so
gave
I
me a couple.
Straight at rabbits to yes. start with. He's yes. got ginger all over his own stupid beard. So how many of them were you responsible for?
Couple. All of them.
All of them
district,
bar one.
I would have thought of one or two.
None.
So 10 him,
none.
3 me.
I'll tell you why I knew they were all his. Because when he came out with them, he was giggling like a stupid bloody two-year-old. So I knew they'd come out of him.
And what else happened
to
you?
Or then,
Hose pops
suddenly
out of
you pick
room.
Up your phone and you receive another text from?
Fanta, me.
Rosemary.
Hose.
Calling you Fanta.
We go
I left
back,
off the pants.
We go back a long way.
Yes, we do.
Further than any of these bananas.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have thought you, of all people, Jim. Wouldn't be jumping into this skullduggery.
Well, when you are one, you can call over.
Jim, you're not going to go there, but yes.
You did yesterday,
yes,
though.
Yes.
So, Fat.
That was a bullying.
Of all the people in this room mm-hmm. that had the least responsibility mm-hmm. for yesterday's break.
Is me.
Is you.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you, where it all goes back to, last week when we were zooming into the Gabba.
Yes.
And that's where it all started. It looked like you had
no,
red hair.
No, I didn't. What it did was
did.
I sent the photo of me, and I'm going to go back to my man to my left here. I sent the photo of me from the Gabba.
Yes.
A selfie that had Jace behind.
Yes.
With normal coloured hair that then got put onto Instagram. Now, Biz,
what actually
I
happened?
Know you are. Because I know your family well. I know you are, well, you should be a man of integrity.
He is.
Did you or did you not fiddle with the colour of the hair in that shot?
Well, Jim sent me the photo to try and clear his name, but he actually said, can you just dial it down a bit? I need more brown.
Oh, see? James, you've lost this one. And
Busy, I'm going to ask you one more time.
Anyway, guys, thanks for having me. It's been good to be in here.
He's got to go.
Honesty should prevail.
He's got to put up the next photo.
Look, he's just, he's exited the
he
room.
He has exited.
It's gone very quiet.
He's a guilty man.
But
he's
you know
just
what
down
happens
tools
when
and
someone
off.
Gets like this? All testy and all that.
Who, James or Beersy?
James.
Beersy
was very testy.
That he actually lied.
Well, we keep it going because he doesn't like it. So that's what the great Australian characters, we just keep it going.
Great Australian apparently we're great Australian. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, so red and bluey.
Now you've run out of any bluey creativity.
District.
It's just stopped. You're just quoting shit from yesterday.
And Red Rooster I enjoyed
it's
as well.
Red Rooster.
So fat. Now
but
we've
we took
broken
the S
down.
Out of that for you.
Now we've broken down.
Oh, Red Rooter.
The fact that a break you're claiming as your own, you actually had nothing to do with.
The people don't know that. Oh! They listen along and they think, gee, anyway, fat's funny.
What's James's favourite song from Cold Chisel?
Red, red one.
That's UB40, that's UB40. But Flame Trees.
Or even Neil Diamond. Oh, so, Hose.
Yes.
As we finish anyway, in this kangaroo
just take
court,
it on the chin.
Why do I feel so guilty and I've done nothing?
Yeah, that's right. That's what he does to it.
Did you just shame me?
I said shame on you. Because I don't expect any better from Busy. He's a Collingwood bogan. Lighting. I don't expect anything better from you.
No, no, I don't
is,
do
this is because you're lighting. A Wow Castle tiny little buddy goldfish in a bowl.
No, I
and Rabs, you've proven to be a double agent too. Yeah. But Hose, the one bastion of quality that I thought we had in this building was you.
Nah.
So, did you do anything to your hair? This is the last time.
Fat. Do you reckon if I had the colour hair I have got, that I would change it to be red?
Just yes no. Or no.
What would
court,
you think? What would you think?
I wouldn't have thought you no, might have touched
you,
it.
No, thank you, Bill.
Those greys you might have got rid of.
Therefore, I haven't. Anyway, so we've finally got to the bottom of it.
Yep.
And I'm changing this
that
team.
That it? Case closed?
I'm swinging this team over. Mm. Oh, Jasper?
Aubrey?
You're in.
Hose is going to Aubrey.
She's off to Aubrey with Beersy.
Beersy's going to Shep.
Jess's in.
And Rabs, he's down to Waterball.
Very, very thin ice.
Going back to Mount Gambier. Anyway, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Simply Red. If you don't know me by now.
Yes. Jim, sing along.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I have the belief that we provide enough eye candy.
The Swans have a huge game on Friday night against the Pies at the G, and we're joined by one of their young stars, Nick Blakey.
Got it off to Blakey on the left, open goal square. Nick Blakey goes bang!
Hey, here's the lizard through the middle, Blakey.
Oh,
he's slithered his way! He's got those eyes that sort of dart either side of his head.
Big moment. Blakey to put the Swans back in front. Snaps it from 45.
Out of the blocks with a bang. Best. The Swans and the Lizard.
Well, he's unbelievable, the Lizard. Best player round zero. Well done to you, Nick.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well, you just have to look at metres gained, Bill, which is one of the key statistics in modern football. Yep. N. Blakey always up near the top.
Yep.
Is that what Horse says to you? I want you at the top of that every time you play, Lizard?
No, not necessarily, but... I mean, half the time I get the ball, I don't know what I'm doing myself, so I just take off and a few metres gained is nice.
I wanted to know that because you take off and you're away and they can't grab you. They try and get you on the shoulders and it just drops off there. You haven't got any.
Oh, I'll go early with that joke.
No, no. Then he runs through the...
You were waiting for that one, weren't you, Bill?
No, I wasn't, mate. You know we love you. But then you run through the middle and your eyes are dart and you're going, shit, where am I going to go now? What am I going to do?
Yeah, I know. Well, I've got to make it up pretty quick. I don't know what I'm doing half the time, so hopefully it works out all right.
No, it does always work out all right, and that's clearly your line coach must be saying to you, mate, if you see green grass ahead of you, take it.
Yeah, I think, you know, ever since moving down back, it's been one of my great strengths is taking the game on, and, you know, the coaches and all the boys have been really great in backing me in to take them on and, you know, stuff up sometimes, but doesn't really matter.
That's good. One of the most important players in the game is this type of player. We saw with Kitty Coleman last year, and he's gone down round one. But those running defenders that go from defence to attack, wowee, and we're talking to one now, Nick Blakey. Hey, good win. Geez, Sydney, they were good, but they were very, very good late.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a great start. Obviously, we versus Melbourne on the weekend, and straight into Collingwood this week. So two of the best teams in the comp, and we get to test ourselves against the best early, which is nice. And, you know, we've worked extremely hard over the summer and knew that if we stayed with Melbourne for long enough, then, you know, hopefully that work would show late. And, yeah, we sort of ran away with it in the end, which was nice.
Well, I'm a card-carrying member of the Isaac Heaney fan club, Lizard. I absolutely love him. And you had a few soldiers down, so we went inside. And how good was he?
Yeah, I think, you know, we all know how good Isaac is as a forward, and, you know, he's one of the great midfielders of the competition as well. So You know, we started off on fire on the weekend and hopefully he keeps it going.
What about Brody Grundy, who was up against his old side last week, up against his old side this week, and got bitten or stung by a starfish?
Or a blue bottle.
Blue bottle.
Starfish. They can't sting you,
they do. They jump up.
In history.
They jump up and bite you. They do, the starfish. Anyway, and then he's come out and played one of his great games.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have been seeing a lot of that from Grunts ever since he got to the club. And, you know, he hasn't had much opportunity at, over the last few years at his respective clubs. But he's come in here and, you know, he's been back to his best, in our opinion. And he was unbelievable on the weekend. And, you know, he's a really important part to our midfield with a few, you know, big boys down at the moment. He's crucial.
And Matty Roberts, the NAB rising star.
Where's he come from?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, he's only really been thrown down back the last sort of couple of months, probably after Christmas. Now, he obviously played the first part of his career as a midfielder and all of his juniors, and he's come down back and hasn't missed a beat, and rising star was good reward for his hard work.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what was good last week. It was the 150th year of the Sydney Swans, 2024. You had some old boys back watching the game, but also in the rooms after it.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are a heap of old ex-players there. And even that march to the game, you know, the last few people we saw were all of the ex-Swans boys and the older boys. So we've got a really good relationship with a lot of those boys. So it's always nice to see them at the game.
Diesel right. Williams, Jimmy was there. Oh. Yes, go Sydney, go Sydney.
I had Premiership Cup in hand.
But then what happened the next night? He's up there with Carlton
rooms. Yeah. See that, Liz?
No, what was that?
He's in the bloody Carlton rooms the next night with their bloody polo on.
We're there with the Carlton polo on because they had a great win over Brisbane, of course.
Good, they move on quick, don't they?
Now, I need a little break.
All right.
More to discuss with our man. Oh, no.
The lizard drinking.
I must admit I was looking at the game because I was there calling it on Thursday night, Fat, and I felt for Jakey Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because you made shoulder contact and obviously popped a collarbone. And I thought if he'd run into the Liz, he would have been all right.
Well, he ran into Justin. He's not much bigger.
Right, more with our man, Nick Blakey, next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Two rights don't make a wrong.
No, they don't. So you're the only wrong one.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Nick Blakey from the Sydney Swans has stuck around. By the way, if you're a Swans fan, get to the MCG on Friday night. Huge clash against the Pies.
How do you go against Collingwood yourself? Who do you normally line up on, please, Nick?
It changes so much now. I mean, I was on Ash Johnson a bit last year, Mason Cox. They've obviously brought in Lachie Schultz this year and have got some unbelievable smalls, so... it'll change a lot, and hopefully we go all right.
Should be a good game, be a great game actually, and we need a lot of supporters, a lot of Sydney supporters there, but also South Melbourne supporters.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing about when we go to Melbourne. We do have a lot of South Melbourne fans that are extremely loud. We're obviously going to be pretty outnumbered on the weekend with Collingwood unveiling their flag. But, you know, I've got no doubt that our faithful and the Swans and South Melbourne fans will no doubt turn up and cheer us on.
Now, we need to get to the bottom of a couple of units. We always like doing this. Oh, yeah.
Justin is one of them.
A couple of boys. McInerney.
He's not right.
Loose. Loose.
Yes. On Juzzy.
Yeah, yep. Juzzy.
What do you want to know?
Just the loosest thing he's done in the last 6 weeks.
Jeez. Oh, God. I think I'll get kicked off radio, if I tell you.
Dane Rampy. Like, this is a man's been around forever. We don't know anything about him. Tell us about the ramp.
Oh, God. Probably the less you know, the better with ramps. He's a bit of a random cat. He never wears shoes. That's one for you. Always walking around barefoot. Oh. Don't tell Horse, though, because if he steps on someone, I'll get in trouble.
So he's a bit different. Will Haywood? We don't hear much about Will.
I think that's a good thing about being in Sydney. You don't hear a lot about a lot of us. So we sort of just go about our lives and everyone's pretty normal. There's not too many people that aren't.
Hayden McLean, he doesn't look normal to me.
he's a big knucklehead, Dosser.
Ollie Florent, who's a good-looking man, and you went to Denmark with over Christmas, yeah?
Yeah, I did. We went... and travelled to Europe all of in the off season, so that was good.
There's likes the selfies,
a beauty and the beast. Hello?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Selfies,
selfies. No, Jim. How's your Danish, Dick?
How's my what?
Your Danish.
God, I can barely speak English, so you can imagine that wouldn't be very good.
What was it like, Denmark? All right.
Yeah, it was great. Went to Copenhagen. It's bloody expensive.
Yes.
But it's a beautiful country. There's no rubbish. You know, it's just so clean and, yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Apart from it breaking the wallet, it was nice.
Now, Pete Latham's a late one. We need to find out a bit about him. He looks pretty random.
Well, everyone thinks that he looks a bit like a lad, so... he's got some good tats.
No, bloody hope he has. And our man Pap, of course, need to just keep a handle on him because I'm waiting for him to explode. Where's he at, the trash panda?
No, he's as good as ever, Paps. He's a little ball of energy and we love him.
Got a good horse at the minute, hasn't he? One going around's not bad.
Oh, he's always got new horses. I can't keep up with him.
Hey, what about Taylor Adams a chance, Luke Parker a chance, and Callum Mills is a fair way off, isn't he?
Yeah, I think Millsy, obviously around that, probably mid-season, a bit before. And then Tay and Parksy, they're still probably a couple of weeks away.
Right.
They're running and doing everything they can at the minute. But Tay obviously only hurt his knee a few weeks ago. So, yeah, those boys will be probably a couple of weeks. I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Who are you living with? Same crew or what are you doing?
No, I actually moved out. I was with Tommy and Rowie and now it's just me and Rowie. I bought a place in Randwick and we live in there.
Randwick?
Oh, that's a nice part of town. Lizard?
Near the track?
Yeah, not too far from work, which is handy.
Oh, and the new setup at the SCG, well, next door, is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We've obviously been in here for about a year now and I suppose you still pinch yourself when you walk in here every day. I mean, if you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's pretty crazy, and we're very lucky to call it home.
No, it's unbelievable. Have you seen it, Bill?
No, I haven't seen
the indoor part to it. Yes. Is like it feels like an indoor NFL bloody stadium.
Yeah, well, I think it's about 80 meters long.
Oh,
so we if it's just a lighter session or all of our touch sessions, you can just, it's just about a full field. So, yeah, very lucky.
No, it's brilliant. How's the old boy going?
Johnny boy?
Yeah, he's good. He's obviously finished up with footy now, so he was up here on the weekend, and I think he's loving a bit of spare time, and, you know, he's looking forward to watch me play a bit more this year, so that'll be nice.
Good. Hopefully he gets a bit fatter and puts on a bit of weight and gets on the frothies.
Well, he doesn't stop freaking running.
I know. It's the fittest 57-year-old you've ever seen, Jim.
Yeah, it is.
Good body.
Great man.
Yeah.
Great, man. Hey, good luck, mate. How do people get along, please?
Come on, Friday night.
Friday night, of course.
Friday Swans night.
Always have great support here in Melbourne. Rabbits?
Rabs. Yes, buy your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au.
You're meant to have all this information.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's not here. Thank you, Joey. But no, the tickets are available for Friday night's game. If you are a Swans fan, make sure you head along and see this man, the Lizard. In action.
It's always great to watch you playing great footy, mate. Well done. Good start to the season and can't wait to see you on the weekend.
Thanks, boys. Always good to chat. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, mate.
Nick Blakey, Sydney Swans reptile on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Reptile. Actual reptile.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Old number twos.
Number two.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. JB, how would you describe these next two guests?
Royalty.
Where?
That's who we have in the box. Triple M royalty. When you go back through the annals of Triple M football,
Sam's back
these
here.
Two, Bristle and the Chief, yes. Almost from day dot and have put the framework around yes. Why we are so loved. Welcome to you both.
Making it sound like we're on our frame.
So you are. You're looking at the two of you. You're looking settled and relaxed.
I'm waiting for the whack, Brian, because it's far too kind an introduction.
How long have you boys been at Triple M?
Couldn't tell. I can't remember last week, Bill, let alone how many years.
Well, I started in early 2000s. You were both well and truly established then. So
yeah, we often wondered how you entered our world.
How did he?
Chief didn't make it easy.
Weaseled in and then took over.
Just extraordinary.
A cricketer.
There were many back room
discussions.
Chats going on about this guy, Brayshaw, from Adelaide, who didn't have a great football pedigree. Let's face it, you know, kicked five goals with Claremont Reserve
once. Nine.
And that was it.
And never missed any either, Chief. I want to talk to you about this, actually, because, of course, we're getting ready for Carlton and Richmond, the traditional season opener, even about though we've already had a weekend of football. And Harry Mackay, and what a brilliant job with that set shot late in that game to work his way through everything that was probably going on in his head and still kick it. So that was absolutely superb. You were one of the great goal kickers of all time, Chief. Did you ever have a period where you had the yips?
Plenty.
And what did you do?
You just have more shots on the training track.
Really?
Until you groove your routine down pat and you feel confident about it. So I was thrilled to see Harry Mackay do what he did. But, I mean, the flip side is chances that Brisbane had in that third quarter, and Charlie Caron missed one from point blank directly in front. You've got to take your chances. Goal kicking wins and loses matches, and we see it each and every week. And I was really thrilled to see Harry, who's obviously copped plenty and he's worked hard on it, kick, 3-1. So 3 out of 4, 75%. You kick that, that's higher than anyone's ever kicked before if you could do that over your career. So thrilled to see him kick the one that counted too.
What about you, Brian? Did you have a period where you had the yips?
My whole career was yippy.
Don't bring false modesty into this conversation.
Despite going in the high 60s, but it was a bit yippy. No, look, I don't know. Look, the people are saying he's changed his routine and all that. I couldn't tell you. I look at it and go, has he?
I'll tell you what worried me, Brian. We were watching the last week of practice games. And I saw Charlie Curnow kick one almost directly in front, but just a metre to the right of the right-hand goalpost as he's facing it, kicked the left foot round the corner from there, kicked it, but got it. And then Guelphy in his game, Matt Guelphy, kicked a banana from the same spot and missed it. And I'm thinking, that's the last practice round before you actually play. So these are the things they are rehearsing and practising and want to put into play. Is the drop punt dead?
From the angle it is.
But they're doing it from almost directly in front now when they're close.
It is. I reckon 45 degrees to the boundary line is probably dead. It's certainly around the corner. As you say, there's a couple in the competition that are going around the corner from directly in front, but it's becoming more prevalent, isn't it?
And it's okay as long as they kick them. At the moment they miss one, you just want to jump on them.
Do you ever have the little man on your shoulder saying you're going to miss, you're going to miss?
Not the one that Richo had, but
I have
drive by.
It was a different one.
But he was a bit kinder. He had a big one, didn't he? Because he would miss a lot.
I don't know. What do you think when you come in to kick goal? I don't think so. No, I think I made a mistake. If I come in and missed it, I made a mistake. What did I do wrong?
Didn't
misjudge the wind?
Yeah.
Drop, ball drop, whatever it is.
Teach Brendan Favola how to kick.
Did I?
Yeah, that's what he says. He tells the story that you sat down with him and you showed him how to kick. And he was one of the better kicks at goal.
Oh, that's possible.
Brian, we talked about false modesty. Is that true or did you not?
I think I went to the park with him for one day.
One day?
Yeah. But you can learn a lot in a day. Yeah,
exactly. So what would you say to him out there? There'd be a lot of kids listening now, Brian.
get the ball first.
Yeah, that helps. That does help.
And then you can kick it.
Yeah, you got to be quick and mark them on your chest.
It's one of the things,
Chief.
The art of set shot goal kicking, as Chief would know, it is one of the things that is not taught in by any of your junior coaches. You know why? Because they just don't know.
No, they don't.
And they haven't got time and they haven't got the skill because some of them are just mums and dads putting their hand up.
And then a lot of people, Brian, tell them you've got to have a routine.
Yeah.
But they don't tell them what the routine is or what the basic fundamentals of the routine should be.
So it's not even at TAC Cup. Under 18 level, Bill, it's not really, they really haven't got time to teach it at that level either because only got the kids for a few hours a week. So you don't get it until you get to the absolute elite level.
Sometimes it's too late.
So why is it, Chief, that we can get these kids from Ireland that haven't kicked one of our style footballs in their whole life and kick a set shot better than blokes have been doing it since they were babies?
Not always. They don't always.
But sometimes.
Some do. Some do. But it's 90% above the shoulders. And as Bill said before, if you've got a little man on your shoulder, well, you're beaten before you start. You can't have negative thoughts. It's got to be a positive thought that if I follow my routine properly, I know I'll kick this. Yeah, and as Brian said, if you miss, you normally know why you missed.
And JB, if you've got those same kids, you know, here in Australia at junior level and you're able to teach them, then the result would be different when they get to the senior level. And, of course, you're getting the Irish guys that are already mature and have a crash course on learning how to kick in Australian rules football, might take a year or might take 2 years, then they are learning at a better age and they are learning at the elite level and they're getting the right education.
Now, we just had legal training
yesterday
during the week about getting ourselves sorted for broadcasting.
Sponsors and contracts.
Mm. And I'd like sort of some retro retro legal lens. Brian and I spoke about this on Brian's podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Tell us about that.
About now, this is aimed at you, Chief. Oh. A retro lens at the manhandling of myself on a boat. When you basically had me by the ankle and had me sort of dangling over as we were doing 20-odd knots.
Jim.
Threatening to drop me in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
A large-style container ship we're on.
You've put a bit of mail on. I was actually saving your life. You slipped. Oh. I caught you by the ankle and I just happened to hold you above the water.
I remember that same day, Billy, we were going to go and play beach cricket and the chief thought it would be a good idea if we put JB in the bat, none of us were to bat, we would just simply bowl at him and see if we could hit him, red dot him.
That's the thing, because you normally skim the ball off the water and then you just nick it to the slips.
Yeah.
So that was going beautifully because I'm hand-eye elite.
Yeah.
And then Chief, so they rolled around as to who was throwing and who was catching and all the rest of it.
Keep
Chief,
fresh.
And when you're waist high in the water, you haven't got a lot of ability to sort of get out of the way.
You got a bat.
Chief thought it was funny just to not let the ball hit the water and just aim straight at the ribcage.
Well done.
I used to have a decent arm, but
great game. Not anymore. It's a great game.
Welts.
It was the same trip that Spud got home about 4 a.m. on this one particular trip, and he bear hugged the marble full size statue in the boat because it was quite a prestigious sort of nice boat.
Yes, it was a good
one. And it had a full-size marble statue of someone. And he bear-hugged it, took it out in the deck and threw it overboard.
Oh, no.
And the captain's come up to the cabin screaming, "Your mates are throwing my furniture overboard." And so Spud had to dive down, tie a rope on its neck, and we pulled it back up.
And then he sat Sam down, didn't he, in the middle of the deck at the back and went downstairs and came back up in the full scuba gear. Spud. Flippers, snorkel. He had the jetpack on the back.
What did he do twice?
I have no idea why he did it. I just remember looking at Sam's face as he came flippering towards him with the full gear on. But, Chief, you were wearing the budgie smuggler, so I just had to point that out. I don't know what you were thinking.
Long time ago.
Yes.
Long time ago.
Would you roll with them anymore?
I wouldn't have thought so.
The podcast, by the way, with Jim. How did that go, Brian? Did you find out anything?
Went well. He was quite open. And
was he?
Honest.
Spoke about himself?
A little bit.
No.
Yeah, only when asked.
Right.
He was all right, Bill. Yeah. He was good. He was different to what you would experience.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. Well, go on. Point that out.
Well, you had a draft for the best Saturday rub team.
We were forced to put this together.
Chief, this is the Saturday rub team, unlike the Friday one you're on sometimes when you get out of bed.
We had to have different names, though, Bill. We weren't allowed to have the same.
So once a name was taken, that was it.
It's like a draft.
So, Jim, you had pick one and went with the Foss.
Well, for me, and Chief, stop me if I'm saying anything incorrect here. He is the cornerstone around which the Saturday rub was made famous.
Well, if you're looking for entertainment, 100%, although there's a few standards in our legal training that perhaps may have been breached back then, but times have changed.
And he did get slightly bored.
Yes, he did. Got very bored.
Go to the box
next
door.
And then became more entertaining when he got bored.
Just go to the box A-W next door. Box.
Yeah,
number two, Gary Lyon, you went with?
Yes.
Gazza?
Yeah.
Not.
Well, Gary's pretty good at what he does.
He's very good.
And he deserved that position.
And then, JB, back to you. You went with the Chief.
Well, and I'll tell you why. Not only because very entertaining in his own right, but when back in those days, Chief, when you and the Force used to lock horns, that's all I needed to hear.
Yes.
If there was a good 10 minutes of that, I was in tears. So I said, if I've got to put those two back together again and revisit. So
I went pick four with Spud, but pick five's interesting.
It is. We'll get to that. The day when you were playing golf with him and you went up with your little piglet. and he was explaining about you teeing off, and you went up with your, what are they called?
Pig's trotters, was it?
Went up with your trotters, and you tried hitting the ball, and you missed it. And he went on for half an hour. That was one of the funniest things.
I had an airy gym.
I think what it was we were playing at the Capitol, and there were a couple of holes where there was decent foliage. Yeah. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Hit a few in the scrub. Don't worry about that.
Well, Sam was of the belief that because
he was on heat.
Yep. He used to hit him over there just in case he'd find a partner on the tree.
Again, can we go back to these standards that we've just been briefed about, James?
So you've gone Sam, you've gone Gaz, you've gone Jace, and then Spud, of course.
Yeah, Spud,
entertaining.
Spud, absolute walk-up start, Spud.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a bit similar. He and Gaz used to, he was frightened of Gary.
He was. Very frightened of Gary. And you. Frightened of you, he was.
I don't know why.
He'd always bow to you two.
So it was funny.
It's funny, that. Number five, you.
Yes.
Damien Barrett.
Well, you need a newsbreaker.
When's the last time he broke a story?
You've got to have a journalist as part of your
story.
Yeah, what's his last one?
Well, we're talking back in the day. He used to break them back then, Chief. Didn't he?
Probably. I can't remember.
Well, I can't remember anything.
And then BT, you went with Derm.
Oh, well. He would have got annoyed if we didn't pick him somewhere.
And mention him.
Yep. So that was the end.
Well, me and Chief saw him the other day.
Two very good teams.
Like two legends of Hawthorn.
So, hang on, Bill didn't get picked.
No, hang on. Number seven, me, Fat.
Yeah.
It was last
very late.
And I sort of
you've gone with purple before me.
Yep. That's I didn't have a spot for you. BT sort of turned to me and said, you probably need to put Bill in there.
Now, is it true that they rang you for a meeting, the Friday huddle, and you were still in bed? You did a Zoom from?
Yes.
Why?
Because it was early morning.
What time?
It was 9 o'clock.
No, it wasn't. I think
it was 9 a.m. meeting.
Well, do you have a meeting for Friday? You have a meeting?
No, we had one because we hadn't been together for the year, so it's just a little quick catch-up.
And you were in bed.
It's a very select group, Fridays.
I made the meeting.
Very select.
You can't get in there and they talk about their red wine.
They have separate meetings.
They carry on a bit, don't they?
Go to Juddy's Cave and all the stuff. Yeah. And, you know, he's not even part of the team anymore, but they still go there.
Exactly.
What did you do over the off-season, Chief? I'm always fascinated by this.
So, Jim, I spent a lot of time up in Queensland catching up with family.
Yes.
Spent a heap of time with Mum. We went to Canada again. Had a week at Silver Star, week at Red Mountain, and then we went down to Seattle, Portland for a few days and just had a bum around. Caught an NBA game, which was fun, although you had to watch the Trailblazers and they're no good.
Who'd you go with? Who'd you take?
I go with my brothers and nephews. We go skiing every year.
Good.
Love it.
What'd
Absolutely
you do?
Love it.
Burn your moustache off again, changing the gas bottle.
Now, you know what I bought today?
A Ream hot water. No, you wouldn't have bought it.
I did. I bought it from, I won't say.
Heavily discounted?
Yeah, it was heavily discounted. No, it was on, what I meant by that, it was on special.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah.
I brought
very
a
special.
Brick and stone saw. You know, the big bzzz.
Oh.
Like you can cut a whole rock that you chisel out of the wall.
Oh.
So I've got a quarry up at Walhalla and I've found a...
You've got a quarry?
And I'm getting rock out with the crowbar and then I bring it over to the saw cutter and I sort of shape it up a bit so it fits nice.
And what are you building?
Isn't that where the Vikings used to go to die, Valhalla?
Yeah.
I'm building walls.
Walls?
Dry stone walls, Bill. Jeez.
Why?
You're actually very... You're a good handyman.
I am.
On your farm, you're always...
You're building dry stone walls because... Why?
Because we need walls.
Yeah.
Like fences and stuff. You know, like retaining
barriers.
Like the good
barriers.
Old days. Okay.
What the convicts used to build.
You need to get out, Chief.
You're doing it all yourself,
the convicts.
Right?
I am. Yeah. They had walls up over 100 years ago.
Western
they were building
district.
Dry stone walls up there. They're still there now, and I'm just matching them. I'm probably building them a bit better, but less time. But.
Chief, you've had one Friday huddle. Are you getting enough out of a few of the individuals on that show? Like the Duke.
We're a tight-knit group on Fridays.
The Duke? Mm.
Tight-knit group.
I just want a word on him, the Duke.
Dukes are going okay.
Howie.
Howie's comfortable.
Has he come back a bit?
He's got a lot of Jim about him.
Right. Yes. Oh, my
incredibly comfortable about A, everything he says,
yep.
B, everything he wears, and C, everything he thinks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Never wrong.
No, never.
That's Jim.
Not quite that bad. All right, tell me about Damo.
We're waiting for a story to be good.
Naif
is in the best nick I've ever seen him.
What's he?
So we catch him and have a hit of tennis once a week.
Yeah.
And I've just seen the fitness levels go through the roof, the amount of training that he's doing and the impact it's having on his court courage is frightening, but he's ready to go.
What's his best? What's he best at, Naif?
In terms of radio,
watch the footy. Is he good? Because he's not that great at specials, is he?
Calling. Calling, Brian.
He's a caller.
That's right. He does comments with us on a Friday night, Bill. Mm-hmm.
But as
he doesn't call. Howie and Duke call.
Duke call.
Specials,
Bill. He's a caller. Tell you what, the fight, he's had a lot of people, ex-players and current players, been calling him saying, can you punch the crap
out of corn.
Well, we don't want that to happen, but it's they're not heavyweights going at it. This will be the art of boxing, how much they've trained up and what they've learned. No. This will be the sweet science, Bill.
No, it won't. Kane will run around outside and Nath will be just trying to stick and jab.
He'll be heavily supported, Nath.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
No, is this why he's doing it? He's trying to get back friendly with people again because he's, you know.
No, there's only one reason they're doing it, Brian. Folding.
I tell you what, he's under a lot of pressure though, Nate, because he's got more to lose than Kano, hasn't he? He's got a hell of a lot to lose. Imagine what he cops if he loses.
Well, Chief, it's great to see you. We don't see you in these studios often enough.
I try to avoid you, blokes.
How many goals have been kicked in this room? Right here, right now.
How many? You would have done the math.
2,222.
Well, Chief kicked 1,200.
1,254. Brian only got 527.
Oh, well, he played for five.
How many did you get, Bill?
It's more than you. Talk yourself up like you're Peter Hudson.
Work it out per game, mate.
How many did you get?
441.
And you're saying only 500 plus for Brian?
No, but the way Brian carries on and kicked 100 and for Collingwood and all this.
I have never said I've kicked 100.
Oh, you tell that story every sporty. I'm sick of it.
Well, if you want to.
My brother-in-law.
How many
umpire,
did you win, Chief?
Three
years.
Yeah, how many did you win? One.
A bit embarrassing.
How many did you win?
2,200.
Another bloke's won. 4,
hang
5,
on,
6.
Else? Hang on. So 1,254, 527, 441.
Oh, I don't know how many I can. No,
look at him over there. What about if he played?
He'd put his head over the ball. 100%.
Imagine if he came down to 4-4 and you were the defender.
Imagine
big angry spud on him.
Just go.
No, if he went down to 4-4, it'd be the first time that a backman ever cleared out the 50-metre arc and said, I want him one out.
And then the coach having a go at him.
Chief,
he wouldn't take it.
I think the words were stupid courage. I understand why. Chief, great to see you.
A pleasure.
Brian, nice. To see you, Brian.
Thank you, everybody.
You can hear Chief on the Friday Huddle and on Fox Footy and BT. Call on the Sox offer for Channel 7 and Triple M as well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He reminds me of myself. Good-looking young man is also tough.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, we're all at the G.
Are we?
Ahead of Richmond and Carlton, of course. Abby Holmes is going to be our special guest.
Ab.
Not only doing a magnificent job on the boundary, but also All-Australian selector.
I see that, Jimmy boy. I'm looking forward to that game tomorrow. Yep. First one back in Melbourne.
Yes, and you're going to be there.
Oh, wow.
Are you watching the game or are you going to head back
up? Yes, of course I will be.
Get someone to give you a lift up Anderson Street or whatever
it is. I'll find a lift.
Thumbs a lift up the hill.
I think it gets steeper every time I go in.
Get in the car with that bloke again a couple of weeks later. You saw him driving and you jumped in.
Oh, no.
Wanted to blow up with his...
Yeah, miss it. He was on his own the next time I saw him.
Was he? Yeah, right.
Had a good dust up.
All right, fat.
Yes.
So, joke.
Still sponsored.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
What do you mean still sponsored? It's the second day.
And he put three fingers up.
Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free.
Oh, my God.
At Tyre Power.
At Tyre Power. Yep.
A joke, Jimmy boy.
Right.
Bang, bang, bang on the door. Open up. It's police. Prove it. Oh, how? Sing Roxanne.
Oh.
Guess where I got that joke.
Oh, it won't be your fault.
The Daily Dose.
No.
I liked it, but it's more of a picture one, I think, because the police are at the door.
No, it probably is more of a picture
police
one here
at the door
than a one you tell.
He's gone with Larry's joke of the day.
Oh, it was not Larry's, is it? Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Fact.
Is that Larry's joke of the day?
Yes.
You knew that was woolly worthy, didn't you?
Well, I didn't think it was one of the better ones.
It's not even yours at all.
And not one of better Larry's ones either.
What? You've gone the Daily Dose.
Get Daily Dose. Which you used to get. The Daily Dose.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's fair enough.
He knew that. He knew it before he told.
I'm putting the hand up.